Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Q Morning Show. Good morning. It's Bill and Alyssa. The game that I used to play, and we played this game a few weeks ago. I won this game. When do you turn your heat on?
Oh, yeah, you won. You held out longer than I did.
Alyssa was the first to break.
Yeah.
I turned my heat on last week, to be more accurate, my wife turned our heat on, because I don't actually know how to do that.
That's not his job. He doesn't control the thermostat.
It's one of those new Nest type thermostat things.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
Like,
yeah.
The old school, what is it? The thermometer? Not the thermometer. What do you call it?
The heater?
No, what do you call the thing?
I don't know.
The thing that's on the wall.
It's too early. I don't know. I don't know.
Whatever the thing on the wall that turns on the heat and the AC.
Uh-huh.
What do you call that thing?
A thermostat.
Thermostat. That's the word I was looking for. You know, when I was growing up, they used to be so simple.
Yeah,
right?
It'd just be like up and down.
Right. Turn it up for heat.
Yeah.
Turn it down for AC.
Yeah.
Adjust the temperature.
Now there's like a whole bunch of options.
And Paula can control all this from her phone. Like, how high tech is that?
Can you even control it from like the actual device on the wall? Because I know that some of them don't even let you anymore.
You can. I just can't figure it out. Like, you have to press this, and then you have to turn this, and I'm out.
It's like a secret code from like the Goonies, just trying to turn your heat up.
It seems really complicated. So now the game that I am playing is, when do I start wearing a winter coat? Now, you haven't started wearing a winter coat yet, have you?
Not only have I not started wearing one, I don't really have one. I managed to make it through the year last year without having like a proper winter jacket. But this year I'm thinking about it. I did thrift one a couple of weeks ago. That's pretty nice. It's a puffer jacket, but I do need maybe one for shoveling. That might be nice.
So you might win this game completely if you don't actually own a winter coat.
Yeah, no, I just don't have one yet.
Yeah, I have I know where it is. I see it hanging on the hook. I just don't want to have it. I'm still just wearing hoodies. I am wearing like hats.
Okay.
Like to keep
beanies.
My head warm.
Yep, I'm doing that too.
Sometimes warmer socks. I just don't want to wear the winter coat yet and admit defeat that winter is here.
How long do you think you're going to make it?
I don't
know.
Do
you think you'll make it like well into December?
December, that might be pushing it.
You think December's pushing
yeah.
it? I think I could make it to like the first week of December.
It's kind of like Mariah Carey and that video that she puts out every year that it's not Christmas time yet.
Not yet. Not yet.
I said not yet.
Not yet. It's not time yet.
Not yet.
Not time for the winter coat yet.
Nothing like Mariah Carey yelling at you bright and early.
All right, hear me out for a second. I know that he's hanging out the side of his best friend's ride, but maybe they're door dashing. Maybe he's helping out his friend.
It's possible.
It's quite possible.
It's a possibility. I will not rule it out.
Well, it wasn't happening back in 1998. I know that for sure. It's the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa with you. Macy in Cleveland, good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
So you used to work with an ex?
I did. I used to work with my kid's dad, actually, back when we were like just graduating high school at Vitamix. It's like a blender company place, and he would get jealous all the time if I ever had to talk to someone else, and he actually got me moved off of my station multiple times.
What?
Hold on a second. So when you started working together, was he a stranger when you started working together?
No, we drove there together every morning.
Okay. So just so I understand, you guys weren't exes when you were working together. He's your ex now. You guys were in a relationship working together at this job.
Yeah, correct.
But he didn't like that you were getting attention, like he was jealous?
If I talked to anyone, it didn't matter if it was my boss and they were just telling me about what to do on the station, anything. He would just give me a look.
That's kind of a part of a job.
Yeah, exactly. It was rough. That's why he's an ex.
So I would assume that if you guys carpooled together on the way home, he would talk to you about like, hey, I didn't like that you were talking to this guy or whatever the case may be.
If he was healthy, he was just a silent car ride home the whole time.
Oh, really?
Oh, so that's worse.
So he was mad about it, but he wouldn't talk about it? He'd be like passive.
Cold shoulder.
Oh, yeah. He was a Taurus.
Oh, yeah. That's a Taurus move right there.
Yeah.
Good riddance. Glad he is in the past.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Macy. Thank you for listening to us.
Of course. Thank you.
It's Q104. Chapel Roan has been added as a guest for the upcoming Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. It's next month. Chapel is going to induct Cyndi Lauper.
Oh, that's cool.
Here is Chapel Roan announcing that.
I'm so excited to be inducting Cyndi Lauper into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on November 8th. She has inspired me with her fashion, her hair, of course, her makeup, her music. I actually auditioned with True Colors for America's Got Talent when I was 13. I didn't make it, but the song is still incredible.
I know Chapel didn't mean it this way, but she's talking about Cyndi Lauper. She's like, I'm inspired by her fashion, her hair, her makeup, and then music is fourth on that list.
Well, I know
she didn't mean it that way.
Cyndi Lauper inspired more than just the music of the times.
So the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony, it's going to happen in Los Angeles this year, not Cleveland.
Oh, wait, it's not here.
No.
I've thought this whole time it's going to be here.
Don't get me started.
Oh, okay.
Don't get me started.
All right.
Streaming live on Disney Plus November 8th. The Q Morning Show, good vibes are coming up. Let's go to the east side. Willowick, Casey has a good vibe this morning. Casey, good morning.
Good morning.
Please share your good vibe with us.
Okay, so my friend is pregnant and her due date is like any day now. But since it's spooky season, she's been calling the baby her gourd or like her pumpkin, her little pumpkin. So we keep making gourd jokes and like seasonal jokes. So every time I see her go, oh my gourd, how's the pumpkin? And like just all the fall themed baby jokes are just like so cute. We're having such a good time with it and like just waiting for her to arrive.
Oh, okay. And it's a little girl.
The little pumpkin. I love it.
Does she have any kind of a Halloween costume that she's wearing where maybe her stomach looks like a pumpkin?
I don't think she planned anything for Halloween because she's expecting to not be pregnant by that date. She's
gotcha.
Not be pregnant anymore by that date.
It really is like any second now.
It could be any moment. Just waiting for a phone call.
How fun. Whose responsibility is it to contact you? Like, do you think that she's going to like put something in the group chat? Like, the gourd is coming or?
The gourd is coming. I'm going to go take care of their dog while they're at the hospital.
Oh.
So I expect to call as it's happening.
You are
definitely going to be in the loop.
Yes, exactly.
All right, Casey. Wish your friend good luck for us.
I will. When the great pumpkin arrives. Fingers crossed any day now.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa with you. So Alyssa has plans tonight. I do not know the plans, but I think this must be a big thing. some sort of a major announcement here because her mom is on the phone right now. Good morning, Colette.
Hello.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, babe.
So, yeah, it's not an announcement. It's more of a what my mom and I are going to do tonight. Mom, would you like to do the honors of telling the good people of Cleveland where we'll be and why?
Oh, we will be at the movie theater because they're doing a re-release in the theaters of the original Twilight movie.
Twilight!
Oh, that's tonight?
That is tonight, baby. I bought these tickets months ago, and I was like, Mom, guess what? Because she took me to see it the first time, the first go around.
Oh, so do you have a picture of that?
I wish. I wish that we did. But I'm wondering, though, because, Mom, you took me when I was 15 to see this movie. I don't remember much about the people in the theater, the demographic, because I was very focused on Mr. Edward Cullen, and I was focused on falling in love.
Oh, my gosh.
But as an adult sitting in that theater, could you maybe take us back to 2008 and your thoughts the first time of seeing this? Of, like, what did I take my daughter to see?
Well, A, she wasn't the only, like, 15-year-old sitting there glued to the movie screen.
I don't know that I blinked.
No, you didn't. it was almost, like, up to that point, it had been, oh, my gosh, Harry Potter. This was a whole different, like, feel.
Twilight was my first love.
No, Edward was her first love. She actually, Bill, she had a full-size, like, U-size cardboard cutout of Edward in her bedroom.
But you didn't take that to the theater with you. That stayed in your bedroom.
Okay. Oh, God, no.
So, Colette, what recollections do you have about the first time that you saw Twilight? Do you remember enjoying the movie?
I enjoyed Alyssa's excitement about it, like, you know, a mom does. But I will say, I couldn't understand why Kristen Stewart was, like, the main character in this movie, because at that point, anyways, her acting was horrible. It was horrible.
I've heard that about her.
Yeah, it wasn't good. And, like, with, what's the other guy's name? Robert Pattinson that played Edward.
Yes.
His acting, it, like, totally matched hers.
So it was also bad, what you're saying.
Bad acting all around. Yeah. So how was it, Colette, that you agreed to go see this movie a second time around so many years later?
Oh, here's how that happened. She texted me and told me, we're going on October 29th to see, and I was like, okay.
Again?
I wasn't asked, and I don't think I was asked the first time either. I think it was, we're going to the theater, Mom.
Yeah, you're being voluntold.
Okay. So. Yeah.
Hopefully, Alyssa will buy you a big, giant bucket of popcorn then tonight.
She better. That and a Coke Slurpee.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There we go. I owe you one.
Yes, she does.
Is this movie only showing tonight?
That's it.
Just tonight.
That's it. All the Twihards coming out tonight. Let's go, baby. I'm ready.
Are you dressing up tonight?
I am wearing a little green jacket like Bella, and I am going to wear my Twilight shirt.
Okay.
I might bust out some accessories if I can find them. I bought a lot at Hot Topic in the year 2009, okay? And the only thing that has changed now is instead of being Team Edward, I am now Team Charlie.
Yeah, she told me that. I was like, come on.
I have no idea what's going on. Colette, I hope the ladies have a wonderful time this evening.
Oh, I'm sure we will. We always do.
And maybe you'll enjoy the movie the second time around.
I'm sure I will.
All right. Love you, Mom.
Love you too, babe. You guys have a good rest of your day.
I will see you later.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bye.
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, this is where we do Am I the Bleep Hole? So you come to us if something happens in your life where you might have done something or you said something, and in your mind, everything is fine. But then you hear from someone else and they're like, no, not fine. Not fine. You might be a bleep hole. Jenna in Brunswick. Good morning.
Okay. Good morning. Gosh.
What's going on with you?
Okay. So I haven't done anything yet. Okay. the big yet, all caps it.
I like that, Alyssa. I like that people are coming to us first before.
Like a precursor.
Like before they do the bleep hole thing.
Right.
But, my husband says I will be a bleep hole if I go through with what I want to go through with.
And what's that?
Okay, so, you know, we live in Brunswick, and I don't know if it's just our neighborhood or what, but there's barely any trick-or-treaters. You know, and maybe sign of the time, I don't know. But I want to say maybe last year we got less than 15 kids.
Okay.
And one of my my daughter's friends from soccer team told me about this development over in Strongsville that apparently goes all out, like all out. She said they've got full-size candy bars, popcorn machines, drinks for the parents.
Oh, that sounds like a party.
I want to go.
I want to go.
But I figured, we could drive over there, walk around, trick-or-treat, and then just, you know, come home. But my husband is totally against it. Totally.
He doesn't want to go to the fun neighborhood?
Well, it's not that. But he's like, you know, according to him, you know, you just can't show up in someone else's neighborhood for Halloween.
Oh.
And, you know, I'm like, okay, Dad. And he's trying to tell me that we have to go trick-or-treating in our own neighborhood and that it's kind of rude to just drive somewhere else to get better candy.
Hmm.
And I kind of get what he's saying. I kind of, you know, but our neighborhood is just, it isn't fun, period. And I don't think going to another neighborhood would be a big deal, but maybe there's some unspoken rules for trick-or-treating that I'm not aware of.
Yeah, there's plenty.
Oh.
Is there?
Yeah. Okay, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Does your daughter know anyone that lives in that neighborhood?
No, no. We don't know anybody in the development. We just heard from it from one of the other moms.
Okay, then you can't go.
What?
You can't go trick-or-treating in that neighborhood.
Since what? When are you the Halloween police?
I'm not the police. I'm just telling you what the rules are. Okay, I'm not going to be out there enforcing it. I'm just telling you that if you do not know anyone that actually has a residence in the development, or, I mean, you could tag along with someone that lives in the development, that's fine. But if you don't actually know anyone in there, then I don't think you can trick or treat in there.
Like, this is an actual rule? Or is this just like a moral compass for you?
I think it should be an actual rule. Look, I don't make the
rules.
So
it's your moral compass. It's not a real rule.
I didn't come up with it. I agree with
it. It's not a law. But it's not a law.
It's not a law.
Do you mean like at city council came up with this? No.
Are the little K-pop demon hunters going to be getting arrested in cuffs if they go to a neighborhood that's not theirs for candy?
This is just the rules of Halloween that have been developed over the years carefully by older generations. And now this is how it is.
I say there are no rules. Go have fun.
I like that.
216-474-0104. What do you think? Jenna wants to take her daughter trick-or-treating in a neighborhood where they don't know anybody. They're not going to be trick-or-treating with anybody that lives in the neighborhood.
But it's a fun neighborhood.
Okay, it's fun for the people that live there. You can't just go into the neighborhood if you don't actually know anyone that's in there. Sorry, that's the way it is. 216-474-0104. Am I the Bleep Hole? Continues next. I know every word to that song. Blues Traveler, 7:30 banger this morning. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. We're in the middle of Am I the Bleep Hole?
Jenna, kind of a hot topic today.
You think so?
Yeah, the texts are blowing up right now.
Jenna is wondering about trick-or-treat on Friday night. She wants to go to a better neighborhood. She thinks trick-or-treat basically sucks in her neighborhood. She wants to go to a better neighborhood, not even in the town that she lives in. She lives in Brunswick, wants to go to Strongsville, to a neighborhood where they have a big party. She wants to take her kids in that neighborhood. Her husband says no, that's not permissible.
He's saying you have to go in the neighborhood that you live in. And she's like, well, our neighborhood's just not fun.
See, I don't necessarily agree with that. I do agree with her husband, but here are the rules as I interpret them. You could leave your own neighborhood and go to another neighborhood as long as A, you know someone that lives in the development.
Mm-hmm.
B, you are trick-or-treating with someone that lives in the development.
So you're treating trick-or-treat like a pool pass, like a community pool, like you need to have a resident with you at all times to be able to be going trick-or-treating there?
You need to have rules, otherwise you have chaos.
No.
Mayor.
So what was that? Are you okay?
I'm like Kim Kardashian. I had a slight aneurysm.
Oh, no.
Mary in Parma Heights, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts on this?
I live on one of those crazy busy streets in Parma Heights, so we get about 800 to 1,000 kids. Oh, I'm not kidding.
Uh-huh.
You have to have 10 to 12. 10 to 12 large bags. It is a riot, and buses, you'll see vans pull up and dump kids out from who knows where they're coming from, and it is an absolute blast.
No.
Oh, I was going to say, let's put a stop to this.
No.
No, first of all, I have to tell you. Halloween Grinch here.
You're making me so excited as a new Parma Heights resident because, yes, I love that. I cannot wait for Friday. But also, I have to ask, these buses full of kids, are their parents too, or are they just dropping off a bunch of kids?
It looks like there's a chaperone. I wouldn't so much say a parent.
Okay,
but,
good.
If she feels that guilty, go have fun. It's a public street. Everybody on my street knows it's an attraction. Take a bag of candy with you and hand it out as you walk around. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. The people on the street know that they're an attraction, so they're expecting extra. So go have fun. There are no rules, no Halloween Grinches.
All right. Thank you, Mary. Let's head over to Stacy in Amherst and see what happens over there in Lorain County. Stacy, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think about trick-or-treating in a neighborhood that is not yours?
I think if the development is having a specific trick-or-treat for them, stay away. If it's citywide, go for it. People buy candy to pass out. It shouldn't matter who they pass out to.
Now,
right, but you just said don't go to the development if you don't.
Don't go to the development.
If it's a development specific, like they're having it on a different day than the city is having it.
Mm. Okay. So, like, if it's, like, a special thing, I guess I don't really know how they would enforce that, but I suppose it would be kind of awkward if it's, like, a small, tight-knit community and everybody's like, who is this person?
You would also agree, don't go to a gated community, right?
Right.
I do know of a gated community that is not too far from my house that actually has cops outside.
Specific to the development, and off with just the kids in the development, and it ended up people having parties on that day, so now we just have all kinds of kids. But yes, they're invited over.
All right. Thank you, Stacey. Appreciate you listening to us this morning. Catherine is also listening to us. Catherine, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Catherine wouldn't tell us where she lived. Why is that? Why?
Because I live in one of those crazy trick-or-treat neighborhoods, and I didn't want to attract any more. But
okay. We should announce it. We should say, because I would imagine you're about to say, don't come here.
No, I'm not.
This is my neighborhood.
No.
All right. What do you want to say then, Catherine?
I want to say it's supposed to be fun. It's a fun night. Everybody in my neighborhood knows that we're going to have a million kids that don't live here. We live in a safe neighborhood with street lights and sidewalks and not a lot of traffic. So people expect for a lot of people from outside the neighborhood to come, and they prepare for it. And it's supposed to be a fun night for kids. So I don't think anyone should be excluded.
All right.
Yep.
We'll just agree to disagree on this one.
Yeah, we'll agree to disagree.
Look, I go trick-or-treating. I take the boys trick-or-treating in a neighborhood that's not mine. But I know like 10 families that live in the neighborhood. So I think it's okay. It's okay for me.
So you have your in.
It's all their friends.
You're on the guest list.
Right. But if I can't go to this development in Strongsville that Jenna wants to go to, I don't know anyone that lives there.
You could just try it out, but you're not willing. Hey, that's on you, man.
All right. Anything further? 216-474-0104. Am I the bleep hole on the Q Morning Show? And we have Alyssa's College of Knowledge on the way in less than 10 minutes. Hang on. Ashley in North Royalton. Good morning.
Good morning.
So Alyssa has lost two times in a row at 7:55. Let's see if we can make it three today. How's that?
Okay.
It's a five-question general knowledge trivia challenge. Whoever answers the most questions correctly will win. If it is a tie, then the tie goes to Alyssa. All right, Ashley?
Yep.
Here's question number one. What is the former name of the social media platform X?
Facebook?
Question two. It's a popular breakfast dish in the United States. Biscuits and blank.
Gravy.
Question three. Her third studio album is called Speak Now.
Taylor Swift.
Question four. The name of the horror movie that stars Jamie Lee Curtis.
Scream.
Final question. Can you name the canal that connects the Great Lakes to the Atlantic Ocean?
Great Lakes, the Atlantic Ocean. Oh, the St. Lawrence Waterway?
All right. Ashley, we need to get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? So Alyssa is making her way back into the studio, Ashley. Headphones are going on. Alyssa, meet Ashley in North Royalton.
Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
So Ashley just went 3, 4, 5.
Nice.
Alyssa, you need 3 correct to tie her. Any more than that, you win the game. Here's question number one. What is the former name of the social media platform X?
Twitter.
Question two. It's a popular breakfast dish in the United States. Biscuits and...
gravy.
Yes. Question three. Her third studio album is called Speak Now.
Oh my gosh. Why am I blanking? Is it Hillary Duff?
Sorry, that's Taylor Swift.
Oh! Ooh. People are definitely yelling at the radio right now.
Ashley knew that one, too. Question four. The name of the horror movie that stars Jamie Lee Curtis?
Halloween.
Halloween is correct. Ashley missed that one. Alyssa gets that one, so she gets the tie today. Here's the final question. Let's see if Alyssa gets the outright win. Can you name the canal that connects the Great Lakes to the Atlantic Ocean?
I absolutely cannot name that canal. There is no way.
Okay. So the answer that I was expecting was the Erie Canal.
Makes sense.
And then Ashley's like, the St. Lawrence Seaway.
What? Ashley.
And so I scribbled a note real quick to the judges. I'm like, look that up. I'm like, I'd never heard of that. That's a correct answer from you, Ashley.
Wow. Ashley knows her canals.
So the Erie Canal is older and inland. Then the St. Lawrence Seaway came along later. And both answers are correct. I didn't know there were two answers to that. So congratulations, Ashley. Unfortunately,
good job.
Alyssa still matched you, so we do have a tie today.
Okay.
I think you should get the outright win, though, for even just knowing that. That's just my personal take.
Well, we are giving her the prize, so that works, right?
So that works, yeah.
Oh, thank you. My name is Ashley, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
You've got Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. Thank you so much for being here this morning. A couple of things to let you know about during this Halloween week. Because we are a radio show, we are also a podcast, and our entire show gets podcasted every single day. So you can listen to it if you miss something, if you want to just listen at your convenience. Wherever you get your podcasts, all you have to do is search the Q Morning Show on demand. And occasionally we will have bonus podcasts. We will have behind the scenes content. So stuff that we will not air on the radio show. It's only a podcast. And this week, Alyssa and I spoke to a medium, a psychic / medium.
That was my first time ever speaking to a medium.
Is that right?
Yeah. It was really cool.
So her name is Amy Anarchy, and we discovered that she listens to our show. She lives in Lakewood.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had her on the podcast and we found out more about her, but also she let us know that there was someone in the room watching over us.
Mm-hmm.
And she told us all about that. So again, our podcast is called the bonus podcast is called Can't Read, Can't Write.
It is out now. If you want to take a listen, get all spooky with us.
Again, the Q Morning Show on demand is where you can find that. And then Alyssa says that the aliens are coming this week, too.
Dude, on top of everything else, just pile this on there. Apparently, today specifically is the day that aliens could make first contact. This would be the most probable day because I guess that there is an interstellar comet like zipping past us. It's been doing that for the past couple months. It's like the size of Manhattan. But today is when it reaches the closest point to the sun, that comet. So the idea is that it could use the sun's gravity to, like, catapult, I guess, like, closer to Earth, and the aliens could either reach out to say hey or just, like, destroy us.
Oh, that's the theory on that?
That's the theory on that. Yeah, that's coming from, I assume, somebody, like, a lot smarter than me who knows things about science because...
I would be careful to say... If that person is a lot smarter than you.
Well, he went to Harvard.
Oh, really?
This guy went to Harvard, and he's been pushing this alien theory. Joked that, like, if you're planning a vacation, you might want to do it before today, before the aliens, you know, make their grand appearance.
Because I would have put this in the same category as the people that say, you know, this particular day is going to be the end of days.
Like the rapture?
Right. And it's like, how do you come up with the determination that this is going to be the day and then you're wrong? And then what do you do after that?
And then we
all
just forget about it. And then we do it again in a couple months.
Yeah.
And we're like, everything is ending. Do you remember 2012 when everybody thought the world was ending?
Yeah. I've been told that the world is.
It's been like once every 5 years, I think. Since I've been alive.
Yeah, it feels like a lot more.
Yeah.
And yet here we are.
So we shall see. Just add this to the list of things going on in 2025.
All right. But if the aliens don't land today, I'm not listening to that Harvard guy anymore. That's it for him.
He needs to go back and reassess. I want to see some little green people.
It's Q10.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Oh, four this morning. Justin Bieber and Daisies. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa. It's Halloween week. This seems like a good time to get into this.
Irrational fears.
Yeah, but I think the key word here is, yes, irrational fears, but it has to be an unusual irrational fear, right? Because I think what you were describing to me a second ago seems
it's pretty weird.
Unusual. So what is that?
My irrational, unusual fear, claymation. And this is really coming back into the forefront of my brain. Recently, I think it was just this week, it was announced that Chicken Run, do you remember that movie?
I don't. Let me Google it real quick.
Chicken Run, it came out, it's the 25th anniversary this year, so it came out in 2000. But I was like 7, 8 years old when that movie came out, and I never saw it. I didn't see the whole thing because I remember even just the previews of this movie scared the living daylights out of me. And just this animation style in general, all claymation. It's not just Chicken Run. I have never seen The Nightmare Before Christmas. Like, movies that everybody has seen, I will not watch if it's claymation. It just freaks me out.
The Nightmare Before Christmas is claymation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one is claymation, too. Just something about the way that the characters move, I just don't like it. I actually do know where this started for me, though, believe it or not, and it wasn't Chicken Run. Chicken Run was at the very beginning of this irrational fear for me, but there was this show on Nickelodeon. My 90s kids might remember. It was called Kablam. And it was like a kid's version of Robot Chicken from Adult Swim on Cartoon Network. But they had this sketch in there called Prometheus and Bob. And it was an alien and a caveman. And it was claymation. And it was so scary. Even still, I will go back and watch clips as a 32-year-old grown adult. And it still like makes me unsettled. I hate it.
I'm looking at the pictures. I've never seen Chicken Run, but I think I understand what you're talking about. These chickens have like weird, sinister grins on
yeah.
their faces.
Ugh.
I don't like those grins.
Yeah, I just all claymation, man. I cannot do it.
I've heard people. Have you ever heard of that that Polar Express movie that came
oh,
out?
Oh my God, I can't do that either. The Uncanny Valley.
That's not. It's not claymation. The Polar Express. I don't know what that is.
That's like people describe that as Uncanny Valley, and that's where the characters look almost human, but they're not quite right.
Right.
It just like gives me the heebie-jeebies. Mm-mm.
Okay. All right, yeah, let's get into this. 216-474-0104. I don't think I have any unusual irrational fears. I have plenty of irrational fears. I mean, I think that every day I think that I'm going to get fired.
Yeah, like, but that's unfortunately realistic.
Yeah. Like, I mean, someday it will happen. I mean,
it's just happened before. So, like, let's not rule it out. But that's just something normal to be concerned
right.
about. But, I mean, claymation, is it going to hurt me? No. Do I like it? Am I terrified of it? Yes.
Yes. So, irrational, there's irrational, and then there's unusual irrational. We want to hear the unusual. 216-474-0104.
Watermelon seeds.
Yeah, something like that. 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104, your unusual, irrational fear. Let's go to Maggie in Wadsworth. Maggie, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What is your unusual, irrational fear?
Well, it's going to get your oil changed, and then when you go into the oil change bay, you either miss when they tell you, you know, move right, move left.
Oh, yeah.
Or completely going in and then having it collapse from a guy below you. Like, I can't do those oil changes. I just can't.
Oh, that's like some Final Destination situation right there.
Chances are,
yeah, almost,
the guy.
I almost saw it happen in college. And ever since then, I was like, no.
Oh, that's why it stuck with you.
I was thinking the guy that is underneath the car shouldn't be there as you're pulling in. Like, he should go in after the car is, you know, stopped and secure.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
So that would be
on
him.
He should give you, like, the high-five symbol, like, you're good. Don't, you know, let me have your keys or something.
But I know what you're talking about with the, like I don't go to a, like, I
like
assume
the
you're talking.
Through oil changes?
Yeah, like a Jiffy Lube or something like that. But they, the same thing at the car wash. Like, the guy, when he's waving you in, and you're and he's like, move your wheel to the right. And
oh, my
like,
gosh, it stresses me out.
I can't get this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, one time I forgot to put my car in neutral.
No, and they get so mad.
It was making all kinds of noise. Oh, gosh. And it was making noise, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I just broke the car wash.
Thank you, Maggie. Thank you for listening to us this morning.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Let's see. We have Caitlin in Eastlake. Caitlin, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us the weird thing, the unusual thing that you're afraid of.
Yes, I have a really good one. It is ice.
Ice. Well,
like ice cubes?
That's very topical, actually. Oh, ice cubes.
No, different kind of ice.
Okay. Yeah, let's go in that direction. Ice, like in the refrigerator ice?
Oh, yeah, like ice in your drink. Cubes, crushed pieces, all of it, any of it. Ooh, the big ones, the really big square ones. Oh, God.
She's trembling just thinking about it.
I am. Oh, my God. I hate them all. They terrify me. I can't have them in my drinks. I won't touch them. And it's the sound of, like, the clinking in the glass is just the worst.
How long has this been going on?
Oh, God, forever. Like, since I was a kid. I remember my dad would, like, always have his, like, tea, iced tea, and it was just the sound of it walking through the house. And then, like, the texture, it's the squeaky sound when it melts, you know, just like a...
I don't know. I don't know, but this sounds like it sucks for you.
It's awful. It's awful. And, like, restaurants, I have to tell them no ice, and they think I, you know, they look at me like I'm crazy, and,
yeah.
I can hear it all around me. It's everywhere. Everybody's obsessed with ice. I don't know why.
So what happens if you do touch ice? Like, in contact with it?
Yeah, it's awful. I freak out totally. Tears immediately. I have to go wash my hands with warm water. That usually helps a lot. And I can't control it. It's like instant full body knee jerk reaction. It's totally out of control.
How do you open up your freezer?
There's no ice allowed in my freezer. We don't. There's no ice maker, no trays, nothing.
Ice maker is off at all times.
Off. Does not exist.
And you better hope that there is no freezer burn on anything in there.
Oh, God. No. Oh.
Well, that is an unusual one for sure. Thank you, Caitlin, for listening to us this morning.
Thank you, guys.
And best of luck this winter.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, my gosh. It's Maureen from Lakewood.
Hi. Good morning.
She is going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge, a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. Whoever answers the most questions correctly will win this game. And if it is a tie, Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Maureen, here is question number one. Name the debut hit single from Britney Spears.
Oh, gosh. Baby, hit me one more time.
Question two, I'll Be Back, was a classic movie line from the Terminator movies. Can you name the actor?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Question three. He was a famous boxer, and you might own one of his grills.
George Foreman.
Question four. What is the name of a person who conducts an orchestra, like the Cleveland Orchestra?
The conductor.
Final question. What do you call a man who practices witchcraft?
Warlock.
Maureen, let's get Alyssa back in the studio right now. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Maureen, you just went 5 for 5.
Oh, wow. No kidding.
All five questions were correct. So now Alyssa has her work cut out for her. She needs to be perfect today just to tie you and to avoid a loss. Alyssa, meet Maureen in Lakewood.
Good morning, Maureen.
Good morning.
So are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm not going to score you. I'm just going to ask you all 5 questions. At the end, we will reveal the winner.
All right, let's do it.
Question one. Name the debut hit single from Britney Spears.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Question two. I'll Be Back was a classic movie line from the Terminator movies. Can you name the actor?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Question three, he was a famous boxer, and you might own one of his grills.
Mike Tyson?
Question four, what is the name of a person who conducts an orchestra, like the Cleveland Orchestra?
A conductor?
Final question, what do you call a man who practices witchcraft?
A warlock.
That is correct. One of these, however, is incorrect. The famous boxer who had his own grill.
Oh, it's George Foreman.
George Foreman.
I knew it like right after, and I was like, is it a Tyson grill? No, I'm thinking of chicken nuggets. Thinking of Tyson chicken nuggets.
Which means, Maureen, you took her down.
Yay!
Oh, Maureen, giving me another big fat L. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, sorry.
You don't sound sorry, Maureen.
Oh, sorry about that, too. Yeah.
Maureen, we are sending you the Alyssa's College of Knowledge diploma and the pennant to hang up in your house, and we have fantastic prizes for you as well.
Awesome. Thanks so much. My name is Maureen, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Finally, on Q104.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.